Hello, my name is Ben Jenkins, and welcome to another episode of the New Grad Radio Podcast, the podcast following the experiences of a new graduate nurse starting into the intensive care unit. So, as I'm walking off to work now, it's currently 11 past 10 in the evening, and I'm heading in for one of my first night shifts. I thought I'd just take this opportunity to make a quick little episode talking about how I've been dealing with, I guess, the pressure of my graduate program. It's as I've talked about before, the further along in my grad year and my transition program I get, the sicker and sicker patients I'm starting to receive. Back in those first few months, I'm caring for patients who are still very sick, but they're more prolonged in their stay in ICU. But now, as I'm starting to reach my final phase of the transition program, I'm caring for patients who are very, very unwell. And with that brings a lot of challenges. I've been caring for some sick people. I've been going in for a lot more like emergency trips down to CT, a lot more family meetings whereby the prognosis for some of the patients isn't so great. So it takes a lot of toll on you as a person. So I guess the further I'm getting along, the more I'm exposed to some very, very sick stuff. So for me, I see each and every single day coming to work as a bit of a reset. I start to definitely notice in myself when it starts to get to day four and day five in a row, I'm starting to become a bit more fatigued, a bit more emotional, a bit more down in a way. And that's why I really take this opportunity to come off the few days that I've just had and just to try to relax as much as possible, trying to get a bit more sleep. Try to go off, eat really healthy, go off and have some exercise and just do some stuff for me and then come back for a very new day or pumped and ready to come. So I recognize in myself that I'm here to learn. I don't have all the pieces of the puzzle just yet. And with that certainly brings some challenges. You don't always know the answers to some things. You're always asking for help, which is certainly exactly the right thing to do. And it certainly is that the more days you keep coming back, you start to unlock a few more of these things. I can certainly see it's exciting to know that the more days I'm coming back to work, the better and better I'm getting and the more tools I'm able to add to my tool belt. So it's hard, especially coming into this final stage of the transition program where you're doing assignments. On top of that, you're doing phases of your transition book and getting belted with patient after patient as well, who's very sick and unwell, but wouldn't trade it for the world. Absolutely love it. And as I'm coming back into work now, I've started listening to a few of my favourite podcasts, and I'm just walking up the steps now, ready to go into the change rooms, get all changed up and ready for a brand new day. So it's just a matter of just keeping a positive attitude, and it's certainly, you know, the tough times are certainly coming, and you've got to tackle them head on, and you know that you're going to learn from it and you're going to have some awesome experiences from it. So anyway, guys, hope you have an awesome day, and I can't wait to talk to you next time.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.